the neighbors that Charlie Evers Show is on. It's time that you can listen to eras long bygone. So email all your loved ones or call them on your phone and tell them Charlie Evers is on. It may be terminal wrinkles, it may be Hillary's hair, it may be on top of the courthouse, you bet old Charlie's there. You may be invited to dinner, but tell them you can't come. The Charlie Evers is home.
Okay, and yeah, he's right here, sitting right in front of you. Good morning to one and all. Welcome to another chilly day, but not too bad outside. And at least the sun is shining. And the men are at work in Washington in the impeachment trial. And they'll be going at it. How many weeks yet do they have before this thing wraps up? A couple of months. Oh, my. It's a great life, though. All right. And I wanted to mention, you know, Marion has its own helipad now. We have, and I suppose it's in competition with people like Life Flight. We have a helicopter in Marion based in the what was and still is First Consolidated's building there at the bottom of the overpass. And so the helicopter is here for emergencies. Now, that means they'll have to have a full crew on hand 24 hours a day and maintenance on the helicopter. I'd like to know more details about that. That's pretty good. Marion has its own helicopter base. Wow, it's been in the news now for a couple of days. That's good to hear because we can get to the ill much faster. Okay, now, what else? I was trying to think what else was in the news here late. Well, you saw where the mayor made another appointment or whatever. Familiar names, indeed. I've seen that name or names, husband and wife, for years and years and years here in Marion. Chaffins, that is. Yeah, okay. And let me see what else. What else is new that you haven't heard? Well, I think you've probably heard about everything, especially if you tried watching TV. Oh, no. I'll tell you what's new, or what was new. AT&T, where are you? Yesterday, the red light on our telephone kept blinking, and we could not take any calls. We could not begin any calls. The line was dead, and everybody was saying on the internet, oh man, boy, if they could get to AT&T, whoo. and I got to wondering too, what do you do if you have a family emergency and the only way you've got to get help is a phone? Interesting, eh? But that's the way it was yesterday. AT&T, I don't know what was wrong. But it was not only AT&T. Apparently, the cell towers or whatever, they all went failed at once. A lot of different agencies that provide phone calls, they also went down. It wasn't only AT&T, but whose fault was it? Was it AT&T's towers that went down? I would like to know, but I'll never hear, I'm sure. All right, now, I've got Ridgedale ticket to give away today and some smoothies. Yes, I've got 3 smoothies to give away. And that Ridgedale ticket to the annual Lions Club Daytona 500 NASCAR dinner and auction. Oh, yes. All that's coming up here today, beginning right now. Okay, so Let me see. I'll give you the choice of a smoothie or the ticket to the Ridgedale. If you can answer correctly, my questions here, my first, three questions or so. Okay. Now, tell me, what occupied Founders Park originally? What was at Founders Park originally? If you can answer that, I'll give you your choice, a smoothie or a Ridgedale ticket. That is, provided you haven't won a Ridgedale ticket before. This is a first time only for everything, or at least for 30 days. Okay, 740-333-9944. Got a little frog here this morning. That's not frog, it's fog. Either way, foggy, froggy. Oh, my. That reminds me, every now and then it pops into my mind, the fact that on my bicycle one day, I was going up Whetstone River Road, and going across the road in front of me was a five-lined skink. That's right. A five-lined skink. You know what that is? Look it up. You can find it on YouTube or find it on the internet. Just type in five-lined skink. And I'll never forget that. I've never seen one again. And this one was just walking slowly across the road in front of me, carefully putting each foot ahead of the other. Wow. And that was the last time, like I say, the last time I ever saw a five-lined skink. Now, the lines were almost luminous, or what do you call it? They almost glowed blue. Yeah. Well, anyway, let's get back to business here. Here's my first question. Well, I just gave it to you. Tell me what used to be located at Founders Park. What was originally there at Founders Park? 740-383-9944. Okay, so if you can answer that, I'll give you your choice. Ridgedale Lions Club or smoothies? 740-333-9944. Okay, apparently, most of you are younger and can't remember what originally stood at Founders Park. No, it wasn't Mr. Founders. What? Oh, here's an answer. Okay, caller, go ahead.
There used to be a furniture store there.
Yeah, what was its name? That's what I'm trying to...
I don't remember.
Really? Have you been in Marion long?
Yes.
Okay, well, I need to know the name of the building that once stood there. They sold furniture. They sold records. And once... once built caskets for burial.
Huh.
And it starts with the letter S. Well, I tell you what, you look that up. It's right. It was here in Marion for more years than I thought.
Schaffner's.
A what?
Schaffner's.
Yes, Schaffner. Yes, okay. Now, would you like a smoothie, or would you like that ticket to the Ridgedale Lions Club?
I'd like a smoothie, please.
Okay, you got it. All right. And what is your name?
Lisa Barnwell.
Oh, Lisa. Okay, let me write this down here. Okay, Lisa. And you can stop up here today if you like and pick up your smoothie.
Okay, thank you very much.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Lisa Barnwell. And yes, it was Schaffner's. A story about that. Shoffner's one time had, I don't know if they built it, a hearse to haul infants to the cemetery. You know, deceased infants. It was a small hearse, and it was painted in white, and it was drawn by horses, maybe one horse. And people, when they saw that white hearse and knew that a child had died when it was in there going to the cemetery, it got rather emotional. And so it eventually, Schaffner's had to take that thing and set it aside and never use it again because it was too emotional for seeing it going down the street to the cemetery carrying the body of a child, drawn by one horse at least. And I know none of you remember that. That was a long time ago. Okay, so set aside Lisa's thing. Wait, let me write her name down here on a... Just a second here. Get out my list. I've got so many wires. I got more wires than... Oh, my. I'm afraid if I move one, the whole place will blow up. Okay. Lisa Barnwell. Okay, and she gets a smoothie. I'm writing this down. Okay. Today is the 2/23, isn't it? Mm-hmm. 2/23/20, right? Yeah, okay. All day. Okay, now we've got that given away. We'll go to another question here. We got Founders Park was really Schaffner's Furniture Store. And now, oh, here's a good one. There once was, at the time of Harding running for president, you might say a fraternal group of usually men dressed in white. What was the name of that organization that dressed in white? That you could see them around town when Harding was running for president. Mm-hmm. And I think their club headquarters was in the Marion Star building. I've been told there was a cross on top of that building in red lights. And that's all I remember. Except for the group of men that marched around when Harding was running for president. Now, what group of citizens were these? Mm-hmm. If you can answer that, I'll give you your choice of Ridgedale or another smoothie. Okay. 740-333-9944. Now, what was the name of that group in Marion? They were dressed in white always. And they did occasional marches downtown, all around. They did in a lot of different towns. This group was all over, everywhere. They always dressed in white. Okay, here we go. Oh, yes, caller, go ahead.
Would that be the Knights of Columbus?
No, it wasn't. No, it wasn't. I know what you mean, but no, this was an entirely different type of group. You think about it. Okay. Oh, yes. Thanks for your call, anyhow. No, it wasn't Knights of Columbus. It wasn't the Knights of Pythias. It wasn't Knights of Templar. It wasn't the Oddfellows Lodge, nor the Elks, nor the Moose. So who was it? A group that marched dressed in white. Mm-hmm. 740-383-9944. Do you know the answer? Give me a buzz. You can have your choice of a smoothie or the Ridgedale ticket to the Ridgedale Annual Lions Club Daytona 500 NASCAR Dinner and Auction. And that's a big, big event. It's been going on for many years and draws quite a large crowd. And here's your chance to go free by coming up with the right answer. Okay. What was the name of the... Oh, here's somebody that knows, maybe. Okay, caller, go ahead.
Shriners.
What was the name now?
Shriners.
Oh, no, it wasn't the Shriners. No, thanks anyhow. Okay. I think, yeah, I forgot to mention the Shriners, or rather the Shriners. I think we've covered all the groups except this one. And they were dressed in white. All in white. Yeah, head to toe. 7403-39944. Okay. So I got a smoothie waiting. I've got the Ridge Hill ticket waiting. All right, now let me see. Oh. Now, let me see. Wait till I get my thing over here. Yes, caller, go ahead.
Hi, Charlie.
Yeah.
Was it the Klan?
Yes, it was.
Yep.
The Ku Klux Klan.
Alrighty.
Yeah.
and by the way, it's 123 of 20 and not 223.
Oh, is that right?
Of 20.
Oh,
yeah.
You're right.
All right. Thanks, Charlie.
Hey, thanks.
Yeah,
bye. Bye. Oh, thank goodness for that information. Yes. Okay. So it is 123. I'm jumping ahead. Okay, so we got that. It was a Ku Klux Klan. All right. Now, I don't think that our caller had a way of getting to the Ridgedale Lions Club occasion, but if he could call me back, let me know. And I got all these smoothies to give away, too. And I see people there buying smoothies. And you talk about busy. Panda's Express. I just wish, and I haven't been there yet, I just wish they had hot and sour soup, but I don't believe they do. Oh, would I like a cup of hot and sour soup? Of course, I can get some elsewhere in Marion, but I was hoping that Panda's Express would have it, you know, pull up and buy it and away you go. Not so, but I'm sure. Scott, you know we hear so much about Bernie Sanders being a socialist, but actually one of the first big socialists to run for president came from right here in Marion, Ohio.
Oh, yes, Norman Thomas.
Yes, and did you know Norman Thomas also sold ice cream?
No, I didn't know that.
Yes, he was the first ice cream socialist.
WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Okay, yeah. The Ridge, or Morrill United Methodist Church, Saturday the 25th, we'll have an old-fashioned farm breakfast. They're going to have, of course, the usual scrambled eggs, home fries, orange juice, coffee, pancakes, sausage, gravy, and biscuits. Yeah, bacon, sausage, pancakes, scrambled eggs, home fries. Woohoo! And the church is wheelchair accessible. That's in Morrill, Ohio, on Neff Street. I don't think you can miss that. Old-fashioned farm breakfast starts at 7:30 in the morning and runs till 10 in the morning. Okay. Now, there at one time was a group of men, a skilled men, that put together a certain container that the limestone quarry needed to ship their product. What was a man's title that made this special container for the burnt lime? Figure that one out. Yes, that goes back way beyond your time, I know. But there had to be over, well, probably 50 of these men in Marion making this product that you shipped out, burnt lime. It went, to Pittsburgh and the steel-making towns because burnt lime was used in the process of making steel. But what is the title of a man who made the special containers? You understand that? A container for the burnt lime. Yeah, you have to think in your mind, well, what kind of a container would burnt lime be put in? And then what was the profession of that man that built those containers? Let me know, and you can have, if you can answer that, you'll get the Ridgedale ticket or a smoothie. Which would you like to have? You old smoothie? That's an old phrase, isn't it? 18th Annual 2020 Ridgedale Lions Club Daytona 500 NASCAR Dinner and Auction. Saturday, February 15th. Doors open at 4, dinner at 5, and that's out on 309 before you get to Big Island. Dinner at 5, and auction follows. And the dinner will be chicken. Oh, boy. And the chicken dinner is prepared by Country Caterers. Okay. Now, what occupation? And I always wish that I've seen this occupation performed. I often wish I could do it. I needed one or two additional tools to make these containers, because it's kind of technical to a degree of that era. And what is it? What did they make? And what was the title of their occupation? You know, like a guy that worked on horses, that could make a horseshoe, he was a farrier. That's F-E-R-R-I-E-R. And the man who could take steel or wrought iron and pound it into, decorative items too, or parts and pieces for farmers, he was called a blacksmith. So what was a man called that made the barrels? I just gave that away. But I didn't give the profession away. What do you call a man who makes barrels? You might say, out of a job nowadays. Well, you know, the barrels, they put whiskey in barrels, don't they? Yeah, down south in Kentucky. But what is the occupation called? And it has to be exacting. When you make a barrel, you've got to put just the right angle on your stave, which is one slot of a barrel. And you have to have just the right angle so that when you put a group of them together, they form a barrel. That's where the technicality comes in. You've got to give the right angle to that stave when you're shaving it down. I've seen it done. Okay, so but what is that occupation called? Yeah, that should be fairly easy. Okay. So, I'll let you think about that for a while. And, okay, here. There was a company in Illinois that sent a lot of people to Marion County and to work in a particular product. They came from Illinois. They specialized in a particular product. What was it? Some of those men and women stayed. They never went back to Illinois. And I can tell you the name of one of them, Mr. Anderson, that had the chicken or the egg place out north of town. Yeah, he came from Illinois. And so did a bunch of others. But their purpose was, well, you could tell me the company they were working for. Yeah, that company did a lot of business in Marion. The company still exists, but not so much in Marion. 7403-39944. So today, actually, what you're hearing is a little bit of Marion history. All these things relate to Marion in one way or the other. Mostly relate to Marion, period. But what was that man called that made the barrels? You look that up, you can Google that any day and get the answer. Now, the Ku Klux Klan supposedly had their headquarters in the old Marion Star building, and they had a red cross on top. Yeah, boy, you know, when you think about it, there have been a lot of organizations in Marion. And, of course, the Ku Klux Klan, you know what, they were anti, you know what. But all these other, International Order of Odd Fellows, have you ever heard of that? You ever met an odd fellow? And the Knights of Templar, Knights of Columbus, Knights of Pythias. Oh, my goodness, the elks and the moose. Wow. Most of those organizations are just on their last legs. Here we go. Okay, caller, go ahead.
Hi, Charlie.
Yeah.
Talking about the Klan, my dad told us about back in the early 20s when he was 6 or 7, something
yes.
like that. He saw there was a march down West Center Street, down around Leader Street. He saw it, and it was getting sort of dark out and sort of cloudy and stormy, and the Klan come marching down
Ooh.
There all with torches.
Oh,
he
my.
Said that was just, it really left an impression.
Scary.
In
yeah.
his mind, you know.
Because they had hoods.
Right,
you couldn't see the face.
And everything.
Yeah.
yeah. Sort of a scary looking scene.
Yeah, now I wonder if it's true their headquarters was in that building where it later on became the Marion Star.
Huh, I never knew that. I didn't know they had a headquarters in Marion.
They were everywhere, too. I know in Bucyrus they had marches up there.
Yeah.
That was some era.
And that company from Illinois was DeKalb.
Yes, it was DeKalb.
Yeah, I knew a family that did stay, moved here from Illinois and stayed here.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't remember their name offhand, but I remember one or two families that stayed.
Yep. Yeah. So
very good.
All right.
Thanks,
Charlie.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. So there you have a little more Marion history. The Ku Klux Klan, can you imagine? They were scary enough with their hoods on, their white hoods with little cutouts for their eyes, and to see them coming down the street with torches, whoo, man. Yeah, that was happening all over. But the ironic thing was that it happened during Harding's presidential campaign. And the Ku Klux Klan claimed he was a member. But I think what happened, from what I heard, that they sent a membership form to Warren Harding. He never filled it out. But that's all that had to be done. And then they claimed him a member of the Ku Klux Klan. Can you imagine? Oh, my. Any other stories about the Klan? You'd have to be a little older to remember some of their activities. I don't know. Did they have any picnics? Did they ever get themselves down to a peaceful picnic? Oh, my goodness. Oh, I would love to see the history written of the Ku Klux Klan in Marion. That would be very interesting. And I've seen pictures of the Ku Klux Klan up in Findlay and Fostoria, in that area. Yeah. Groups of hundreds of them, all dressed in white hoods. You can call them almost coneheads, because their hood was almost shaped like a cone. Oh, boy. Well, now, I still need to know the name of the man or the men that made the barrels for the burnt lime out of, limestone Evans Quarry out here. It was shipped out to Pittsburgh and all over in barrels. What was the title of the man that made barrels? All right. And I already mentioned, too, DeKalb is the company that brought men to Marion to work in seed corn, doing seed corn research. And there's probably a bunch of stories you could come up with regarding DeKalb. I'm sure, there again, I would love to hear some of those stories about DeKalb. Why did they come to Marion? Who did they hire once they got here? Because I know they hired a lot of school kids to go down each plant. What did they do to each plant of corn? 740-333-9944. Now, here's another question. This is also local history within Marion County, that is. There once was a doctor in Marion County who never let anything stop him in his tracks for helping those in need, in illness or whatever, in birth. This doctor I'm talking about would put on skis if there was a heavy snow and a lady was about to deliver. He would ski to her house. That's right, he didn't let anything stop him. Who was this doctor? Now, this doctor has all of his old tools at Heritage Hall. They're on display. And I once was in his office to gather up his tools and work with him in a little bit of the history of him. And he and his wife made pills. And they would stand behind a counter-like and roll pills. Now, I don't know what the pills were for. They were probably a common aspirin type. But they worked so many days and so many years rolling pills, they wore...
Ted, did you know President Warren G. Harding was from Marion, Ohio?
Yes, I did. I passed by his home on the way to the station today, but he wasn't home.
Well, Ted, he's been dead for quite some time.
That doesn't excuse bad manner. He could have left a bundt cake. They get better with age.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, The Talking Place.
GTG, BRB, OMW, be there in a few. You may think that these kinds of texts are fine because of their length, and you can easily send them at a stoplight. But no, answering one text can take your attention away from the road for 5 seconds. And traveling at 55 miles an hour, that's enough time to travel the length of a football field. Make good decisions. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopRex.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, Noise, and the Ad Council.
Okay, we're back once again, and I often wonder, too. The big thing nowadays is that screen in your dash. Now, when you divert your attention to that screen, how far have you traveled down the road? But that's the modern thing. Yes, indeed. Okay, now, going back to this doctor. Now, he wasn't from Marion, but he was from a city or a village in Marion County, and quite well known. He was especially known for his attention to Boy Scouts. Yes. What was his name? Now, I never will forget. I was speaking to a group. And I can't remember, it must have been a Lions Club, something like that. And what was I talking about? Because I mentioned, what was it? It was something the Greeks did many hundreds or thousands of years ago. Now, what was it? And this doctor spoke up and he said, "You're right, Evers." Okay, who was that doctor? Yes, caller, go ahead.
I'm not talking about the doctor, but you had that one question. My mother's grandfather was called a cooper, and he made barrels.
That's what I was looking for. A cooper?
Cooper.
Yes. Would you like the Ridgedale ticket or a...
No, this is Nancy.
Oh, Nancy.
Yeah.
How you doing, Nancy?
Anyhow.
Good.
Bye.
Okay, bye. All right. A bad connection there. Must be AT&T. Oh, my. Yes, a cooper. That's what I was looking for. A cooper makes barrels. A very talented man a cooper shall be. Now, this doctor, I tell you, this doctor told me some... Oh, here we go. Okay, now, just a second. Okay, go ahead.
Hey, Charlie.
Yeah.
I was just thinking that family that I knew from DeKalb was Forster.
Oh, yeah, Doug, or, yeah, Forster.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're pretty prominent, you know. He was pretty high up in the organization,
yeah.
I know.
Was it Bud Forster?
I think so.
Yeah.
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 So, I worked out at DeKalb for one summer.
Okay, what did the kids cover up on a corn plant?
Well, what we did, they had two rows right next to each other that
yeah.
were going to be the seed, the what spread, you know, and there were six rows that we went down and pulled all the tassels out, you know, so that that those two rows would germinate those other six rows.
Yeah,
yeah.
Right.
They had the two rows at the ends were painted red. The stalks, they painted them red, and then the six rows, you know, it was three people went down those six rows together, and you took a row on either side of you, and you pulled every tassel out.
Wow.
And you better pull them out, too, or you might get in trouble, you know.
Well, I guess, yeah.
Worked there for 80 cents an hour.
No kidding.
I think we worked 10-hour days, 7 days a week.
Well, that's pretty good. I started at WMRN at 75 cents an hour.
Yeah. This was back probably in 57.
Okay, yeah.
Course,
yeah.
You know, so...
Well, that's something.
It wasn't, you know, it was pretty miserable work at times. You'd go out there at start at 7 in the morning, and naturally all the corn plants would be wet.
Oh, itchy.
Yeah, and itchy, and, you know, then about 10 o'clock when the sun got real hot,
oh, my.
You was wet. But, you know, it was enjoyable. I still read about kids that I worked with.
Sure, yeah.
One way I just, mm-hmm. you know, we worked together for, I don't know, a month or 6 weeks or something like that, and you learned everybody's name. And,
wow, yeah.
And it was fun.
Yeah. I wonder, do they still do anything like that around here?
I don't know.
I don't either.
And they also did some other, I think, some other experimental type with soybeans and some other crops,
yeah.
You know. But I think corn was their real
DeKalb
money,
seed corn,
money
yeah.
product. You know, they made all the seed corn they were selling, you know.
Yeah, right.
Right there.
Wow, that's something.
it was a good job for a lot of kids.
Yes, I can understand.
Yeah. So we always got a nice big check, you know, because we worked a lot of hours.
Yeah.
You know, when you work 70 hours.
Oh, it adds up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Thanks, Charlie.
Hey, thank you. Okay. Yeah, now there again. There's a little more American history, isn't it? How the men came from DeKalb, Illinois, came to Marion and developed seed corn that DeKalb sold, and it was a special way that you had to work with the plants to make sure you got the right process going. Okay, that's interesting. Okay. Oh, here's a caller. Yes, go ahead, caller.
I worked at the DeKalb, too.
Oh, really?
I detailed some corn, yeah.
Well.
I was 15 years old.
No kidding. How much money do you make? Did you remember?
I made 85 cents an hour.
Oh, really? Gosh. Yeah. And here I only made 75 cents when I started here in Marion.
Yeah, those old corn stalks, they'd slap you in the legs and face.
Yeah.
Did you? We went right back the next day and did it. So.
Yeah, you got a little itchy, too?
And like the other caller was saying, you made a lot of friends. We there was several boys from Bucyrus that did it.
No kidding.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Well, that's interesting. Hey,
well, the doctor and what you were talking about, is that Doc Gray?
Yes, absolutely, Dr. Gray.
What yeah. I thought.
Yeah.
That's
what
I thought. Yeah, he was with the Boy Scouts for years and years and
years. Yes, yes. Hey, would you like this Bridgedale ticket?
Oh, sure. Put me in.
Yeah, okay. Now, what's your name again? Ron?
Oh, you always ask me that, Charlie.
Is it Ron?
No, I'm Dick.
Dick. Okay. Gorenflot.
Yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
I remember that.
There you go.
Okay, I got your name down here. You can pick up your ticket anytime.
Okay, good deal.
Okay.
Thanks, Charlie.
All right, thanks.
Uh-huh.
Bye. All right, there you are. Okay, Dick Gorenflot wins our Ridgedale ticket. All right. So now I've got left to give you smoothies. I've got two smoothies here. Okay. Let me see. All right. Boy, we're doing all right today. Okay, let me see. A little more history. Yeah, Dr. Gray. Now here's, he told me so many stories when I went down to his office to pick up, on behalf of the Historical Society, to pick up his instruments. Now, here's what Doc Gray had. He had a great big bottle. It must have been a 2-quart deal, a brown bottle. And I smelled it, and I said, boy, this sure smells familiar. I said, there was a pharmacist in Bucyrus that used something like this. You smelled just like that. He called it cholera mixture. And my mother used to send it overseas to Dad when he had, the Quick Step. And Dr. A said, well, I guess we'll just dump this out. I said, no. I said, I guess we did dump it out, yeah. It went down to the Scioto River. And it boggled those fish, I bet. But I told him, I said, Doc, we've got to get rid of this. This is worth about $2,000 any day on the street. It was cholera. What's the name of that drug? Not cholera, but close to it. Oh, yes. And you see, things like that were used in early medicine, too, years ago. But Doc Brown is so prominent in Boy Scouts. Yes, indeed. Yep. And what was it? I was trying to think of what I was talking about in that speech I gave that he... What was it? Oh, it was about your heart. It was something about your heart. And, I'll waste time trying to remember. Okay, that was Dr. Gray. Now, here's one from over my way. In Caledonia at one time. Well, wait a second. I better write down my recipient here. Of this Ridgedale ticket. Okay. All right. In Caledonia. Now, here's something more of history. There once was a lady in Caledonia. And this lady ran a hardware store, which is kind of unusual for a lady to have a hardware store. And in that hardware store, I can remember going in there once and seeing a group of Boy Scout lanterns. Now, these were a brass, really small brass lantern. I had bought one somewhere at an auction, and I knew they were terribly valuable, but she had a whole row of them on a shelf yet. That's right, that was slow-going merchandise. I'll never forget that. If I had some money at that time, I would have bought them all. Just like one time I was in Pennsylvania at Fleetwood, Pennsylvania, and a hardware store there was closing out. And I said, would you let me go upstairs and look around? You got closing out prices on everything. He said, sure, go up, help yourself. I went up there, and I opened up one box, and it was full of Kewpie dolls, the original signed Kewpie. 35 cents a piece, they were. Because they had never been put out for sale yet. They were stock. And that's what I paid for them. I bought them at 35 cents a piece. And in no time at all, you could pay $35 and you still get a bargain with those Kewpie dolls that were marked. Yes. Well, then, of course, Glenn, is today Swap Shop Glenn?
It is.
It is, yeah. Now, you had eye surgery. You had a removal of, what do you call it?
Cataract,
yes. I had mine removed, too. So you wear that thing over your eye one more day?
Yeah.
That thing, yeah. It gives you a target. Some kid with a Boy Scout or BB gun.
I did like you calling me a fly this morning.
Yeah, a fly, yeah. Oh, my. Oh, we're going to break here in a minute or so. But we've got some good history. Dr. Gray in Prospect. What was it? From the bottom, it was something to do with heart I was talking about in his speech. And I said, well, this business about the heart goes back thousands of years. And Dr. Gray stood up among, said, you're right, Evers, carry on. And that was a story about your heart and the romanticism of one's heart. Oh, here's a caller. Yes, caller, go ahead. Hello? Are you there? No, that person not all there. Okay. Well, not even half. Did you try using AT&T yesterday?
No.
Well, that's good. Because it was out of order. My phone kept blinking red. And I thought, whoa, I don't like that color. I'd rather have blue. And I found out AT&T was out all over the place. Okay, stay tuned. We'll be back in 10 minutes or so.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, your place for politics. The only local Marion news coverage from the Republican National Convention. With conservative icon Phyllis Schlafly.
Spears at the 2016 Republican National Convention in Cleveland, Ohio at the Quicken Loans Arena. And we are joined by a conservative icon, Mrs. Phyllis Schlafly. Phyllis, how many conventions have you been to?
To my first one, 1952, so you can count them up.
Do you think that it's good that Bob Dole is the only Republican past candidate for president who's shown at this event? Is that respectable on his behalf?
Well, that's the attempt of the anti-Trump people to downgrade him in some way, and I think they're going to be shown up as...